A&M got in gear last night against SFA at a record-setting night in the NBA coming up in 12 minutes.
June. Wake up, June. The tree's on fire, June.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Love is a Christmas tree, but don't pick any old tree, you see. Some have a long expired. Turn your house into a funeral pyre.
Oh, man.
I watered that tree till the branches rose up higher. And it drank, but it kept on getting drier. Now it burns. This tree's on fire. This tree's on fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
You bet.
Because it's the holiday season.
June, call 911, June.
Oh, this is awful.
From the smoking pine, melted my copy of Walk the Line. And I tried to save a boy named Sue. But dang, it cooked him too.
There you go. A little holiday music for you this morning.
Yikes.
Yeah. Oh, we got plenty more. We've really just only scratched the surface.
That's amazing.
Just so y'all know, I mean, as we get on, today is, the 6th? Yeah, about 10 or 11 days from now, we'll start playing, like, Too Fat for the Chimney every day.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever heard the Night Santa Went Crazy?
No, I haven't.
Well, you can look it up after the show.
Okay, I may do that.
It's kind of entertaining.
The White House has released a behind-the-scenes video, because I think we were all clamoring for this, of President Barack Hussein Obama.
Playing golf?
Tweeting. Tweeting. Yeah.
I'm sorry, was that out loud?
Yeah, really. Yeah, pretty exciting stuff for the president, who, after pressing the tweet button, is seen on the video saying, "Now that's what I'm talking about." And the video also reveals that Mr. Obama likes to chew gum and drink milk while tweeting. I don't know.
E gods.
He can chew gum and tweet at the same time. How's that?
Well, I thought you meant drink milk and chew gum at the same time.
That is what it says here, though. Yeah, okay. I'm not too sure.
I mean, if it was drinking milk while he tweets, chewing gum while he tweets, okay. But drinking milk and chewing gum while he tweets, that's a little bit disgusting.
Now, the other thing is, when he gets to that, what kind of milk is this?
Yeah, is it going to, because it's going to turn the gum hard. That's not going to be good.
I'm more concerned what kind of an example is he setting for American youth? Because what if he's drinking whole milk? I mean, we already know that that's going to turn them all into Tweedledum and Tweedledees, right? They'll all be so fat they can't get through the door. So,
or down the chimney.
Is he drinking 2% milk? Is it 0.5% milk? Is it, heaven forbid, fat-free milk?
I like skim milk.
I do too. But I'm just saying.
It could be radiated milk from a box.
Sure. What kind of example is the president setting? A student at Utah's Brigham Young University said her business allows people to rent puppies and eventually results in adoptions for the dogs. Jenna Miller said the idea came from the combination of a canine overpopulation and BYU's ban on keeping puppies in most university housing. So Ms. Miller said that people rent the puppies out for 1 or 2 hour increments and then spend their free time with their family.
To try to get dates? Is that what it's all about?
Well, it could.
This is my puppy girls. Sure. I'm such a sensitive guy.
Yep, could certainly do that. Hello?
Yeah, it wasn't gum. It was Nicorette.
Oh,
gross.
That's true.
It's entirely possible.
We don't know. That has gone completely off the radar screen.
See, I bet it was juicy fruit. That
no one is asking,
so
does the president still smoke? See?
He used to smoke?
He still does.
I didn't know he smoked.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
We don't know. See, they're too busy asking him other things rather than what's important, which is, does he smoke or not?
He'd probably be smoking more if he was playing golf less.
Reminds me of a story of a woman who came home from an Arizona hospital and found property worth $225 missing. She called her daughter, who admitted to stealing the property, that'd be cigarettes, while her mama was being treated for emphysema-related problems. Sheriff's deputy tried to get the daughter to return the loot, But the daughter said, nope, I'll go to jail before I do that.
Yeah, because she's going to die.
Yeah, she told the deputy that she took them smokes. She's trying to protect her mama's health. And they weren't for her use. Besides, mama's cigarettes were regular, and the daughter prefers menthol, so she wasn't smoking them. She just took them away.
Did you add that last part?
No, I didn't. She said. That's what she said. She said, I smoke menthol. So there you are. Seeing that we don't even know it again. We don't even know what the president smokes. See, I'm thinking he's a Salem guy.
Are you going to call the president?
No.
See what
I'm just thinking
he's a Salem
guy.
Not a Marlboro man?
What about Swisher Sweet?
No.
Grape flavor?
Oh, and all right, let me stop here for a minute. Yeah, dog, let me stop here for a minute. All right, I'm at the Shoppatorium yesterday, all right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just, I go to the Shoppatorium, I just buy a couple of things because I don't want to, you know, meander along. Just go do that and buy. So there's a lady in front of me with her, I don't know, four-year-old daughter, okay? And they're standing there, and she says, wait here a minute, hun. And the lady and the checker person go over to where the cigarettes are. So they can get some cigarettes.
You just talked about this yesterday.
I know I did. And then it happened.
I haven't heard this.
And I'm telling you, they stood there for at least 2 minutes. I mean, I thought I was looking at Macy's window in New York City. They're going, I have a, and they're pointing at this brand and this brand and this brand. And they apparently can't find the kind of cigarettes that Mama wanted so that she could go ahead and get in the car with the windows rolled up and smoke with her sweet thing in the back seat. Just saying. So it comes to mind, why don't we have a counter? Is it worth it at the Grocery-torium to just have a counter where the cigarettes are sold so that the people who want to continue to do that can go over there and buy those cigarettes? And again, believe me, I want you to buy cigarettes. I think it's important.
It's great for the kids.
It is wonderful for the kids. It makes revenue. I had no idea. As I'm walking out, I had no idea what cigarettes cost. But, I mean, I think it was Newport, because, you know, Newport, wow. It was $6 a pack.
Holy mackerel, Andy.
I mean, $6 a pack.
That's like a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, and, well, this will last a lot longer than a Subway.
With a drink and something else.
If you, you know, tamp it out and set it aside. But I just, yeah, and I had, I don't know what cigarettes were when I quit smoking. But, I mean, why does everybody have to wait in line while Mama goes over there and buys her some cigarettes so she can get in the truck with her sweet thing and smoke some? You know what I'm saying? I think that that ought to be something that they spend their own time on rather than us. But anyway. All right. I'm better now.
Well, but then again, you have to wait for everybody else in line doing other things. So, I mean, you know, the guy who fumbles through his checkbook, or the one who
hasn't written out the check by the time they get there.
They can't find the right credit card or whatever.
Yeah, them debit cards. And then that one doesn't work, and they don't remember what their PIN is and all that.
Dreading holiday weight gain.